Chief, how are you?
I'm good, Tony, but not to correct you, I'm the fire chief.
Or what did I say? Police chief?
Yeah.
What, I was giving you another job, wasn't I? Well, we've got Teresa Szymanski after you, so my apologies to you.
Well, that's quite all right.
We'll keep you at your current job, and I'll even bump the pay up a little for you.
Well, that'd be great. Thank you.
The 5-year, $4 million proposal was passed by Lansing voters last night. I know you're pleased about that. Do you have any idea when that money becomes available, and what does it mean as far as more firemen in the streets?
Well, it will affect the 12-13 budget, which will be July 1st of 2012. And as far as more firefighters or police officers, I don't think that is the intent. Necessarily will we be able to hire back with those numbers, because we're still looking at a $12 to $15 million projected deficit for the 12-13 budget year. I think it's kind of bittersweet that we're very excited and pleased that the millage passed. But it's a little bittersweet to think that we're excited to keep status quo. I mean, our staffing levels, as is the police department, have been cut considerably, and closing 3 stations, laying 11 firefighters and 36 police officers. As Mayor Bonero said, it was definitely the hardest thing I've ever had to do in the 28 years of my career.
So you think that this is just going to allow you to hold service, hold court, if you will? You're not, at this point in time, going to be able to add or recall some of those laid-off employees?
Well, it's too early to really say. With the $12 to $15 million projected deficit, we'll start the budget process here real soon, and we'll be looking at those numbers. Obviously, that's going to help a great deal to go towards that deficit. If the deficit's under 12, then things are going to be great. If it's as high as 15, then it could be a little more difficult. And we have made major cuts in the last 5 or 6 years. We certainly don't have any fat left within the department. I mean, our staffing went from 48 on June 30th to 38, our minimum number. One of the positive things in the negotiations with the union, though, we were able to get 4 people on a rig, and we still have that contractual daily minimum number of 38. So what the problem is, Tony, though, is if we have multiple calls going on at the same time, is where we find our resources are very, very strapped. And the firefighters, the men and women on the department, are continue to be busy, as busy, and continue to increase our run numbers. So they're they're really feeling the pinch with the short staff.
How much before you cut the player the fire personnel? What was the response time, and how much slower is it now?
Well, we've been having some computer issues and trying to track those numbers. I think I could comfortably say our response times have overall increased about a minute. We had this just last weekend when we had the fire apartment fire on Hosmer. We had 2 fires within a 2-hour period, and at the same time as the fire on Linville, we had a CPR in progress. So that's very taxing on our resources.
What do you do? Do you have to call for outside agency help?
That's exactly what we do. We have to call. We had actually called for Delhi at the Linville fire on the 30th of October. And, we, in the past, we've been the ones with our staffing have been able to provide a lot of mutual aid to our Metro partners. They now are, we're finding that we're calling them more and more. So, it's just needs to be managed. And, I'm very pleased that the voters, a lot of people are upset. They said that they spoke in May and they defeated it by 601 votes. To me, I think there was some language issues. I think the people weren't sure that we would see cuts that we did. And obviously, we had to make those cuts, which was a terrible thing to have to do. But the voters have supported it. The mills are there for 5 years. And I think it's certainly going to help our budget.
All right. Fire Chief Tom Cochran, thanks so much.
Have a great day, Tony.